Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back again to another episode of the Snug Wrestling Podcast. My name is Edgar, and my crew is here with me, Mr. Blood Toxic, Tommy, and BT Knight. And we're going to do WrestleMania predictions because it is WrestleMania week. We are 1, 2, 3 days away from WrestleMania, maybe 4 days if you count Saturday. And we want to talk about some of these matches. But we have some ground rules here because we have a shit ton of matches and we have a pretty big panel. We're going to go down the list of all these matches, pick our favorite winners, our favorite people to win these matches. And under 2 minutes each, I'm going to give everyone 2 minutes to tell me who they think is going to win this match and why. And we're going to go down the list and as far as we can go. And yeah, so that's what we got planned for you guys today. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Awesome.
Shout out to Fear God 1257, who says, who you got for the men's triple threat match? Perfect timing, because that's actually where we're going to start off for the first match of the Saturday WrestleMania night. Night one, the triple threat match between Roman Reigns versus CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. Mr. Blood, who do you got and why?
Originally, I had CM Punk for the feel-good moment. But now, after everything we've seen, I'm changing it to Rollins. I think he's the most interesting person to win. When I really think about it, he's the most interesting person in the outcome of the win. CM Punk will just get the feel-good moment. Woohoo, I did it. Big bang. Roman Reigns will be like, hey, I want another one at WrestleMania, you know? But Rollins winning for the sheer purpose of, I think that they lose because Heyman fulfills his favor by walking down to the ring with Punk, gets down to the ring, the match goes on. I think at one point he turns on Punk and yanks him out of the ring, or yanks the ref out of the arena, out of the ring. And then Roman thinks he's siding with him, but then I think he screws Roman too. And I think we get one more chair shot in the back, Shield style. And I think Rollins goes over, turning heel, siding with Heyman against Punk and Reigns. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. That is my prediction.
All right, Toxic, what about you?
I'm with Blood. I got Rollins for every single reason that he said. And plus that Rollins hasn't had a WrestleMania win in a while. He was actually on both nights of the card last year, did not win either. And he hasn't won a WrestleMania since 39, which I feel like he deserves another win.
Tommy, you're up.
I'm with them both. Burn it down all the way. I feel like at this point, he is going to go down with him, everything else. But Punk's main thing is he just wants to main event. He doesn't care if he wins or not. He really just wants to be in the main event for the first time in the entirety of his WWE career. That's pretty much it. It's going to end up being Rollins, probably with Paul Heyman's help.
Mr. BT.
Personally, I don't give a fuck who wins this because it's going to be an amazing match either way. I don't want the outcome of this match to ruin what is going to be an amazing main event to WrestleMania. Just let the story play out. But personally, I want CM Punk to win. Cult of personality, baby. It's clobbering time!
So far, we got three people falling behind Seth Rollins. One that really doesn't care but wants CM Punk to win. Special thanks to Fear of God. Thank you for the follow. Shout out to Elite Gamer Joey. Thank you for your comment. Good to have you with us here. Unlike everyone, I guess, do you guys forget what happened on Monday Night Raw? It looked like Paul Heyman was distracting CM Punk, letting Roman Reigns set up for the spear. It kind of looked like Paul Heyman might turn on CM Punk and stay with Roman Reigns. But this has been one of my favorite builds for these matches, because at first I'm like, CM Punk got the favor in, CM Punk's first WrestleMania main event. He has to win. And then a few days later, now Seth Rollins has a favor. Now Seth Rollins has the advantage. He might win. And then last Monday night Raw, now it looks like Roman Reigns might have the upper hand. But I'm going to go with Roman Reigns. Seth Rollins is going to get the pin. He's going to get pinned. Roman is going to pin Seth. And this is going to start the feud, an even stronger feud between Roman and CM Punk. So that's who I got, y'all. Any final thoughts? Anything else you guys want to add before we move on to the next match?
Yeah, I think Roman being the a winner possibility also makes sense, because you can still have another feud between Reigns and Rollins. I don't think people will ever honestly get tired of them feuding. I know I wouldn't, because they have that fight forever vibe, you know, like Sammy and Kevin do. But I will say that on Monday, like that thing with Paul, you could honestly, the thing that's so great about that segment is you can take that either way, right? You can take that as Heyman seemed to distract CM Punk from Roman. Heyman also seemed to distract Roman from Rollins. And CM Punk seemed to be distracted by his personal aid in helping Heyman. And now we're at a point where Heyman could side with any of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that was what was so great about the execution of that segment. But I just wanted to put that out there, that it was masterfully done because of the fact that this is really a Paul Heyman on a pole match. And any one of these guys winning is gold, but it's the how. And I think Heyman is the how, and he's the MacGuffin. So, yeah, this will be great.
All right, moving on quickly here to the World Heavyweight Championship match, Gunther versus Jey Uso. Toxic, you first this time for this match. Who do you got?
Hold on 1 second.
Oh.
All right.
Here we go.
Sorry, I had to put them on real quick.
Here we go.
I got Jey. It's pretty simple. Gunther's reign sucked. It has since he beat Randy. I don't care what anyone says. It's the truth. Jey also needs this win, because if he does not, Jey's character is ruined. There is nowhere left for him to turn to. He could go to the Intercontinental Championship again. No, he doesn't. It was a good reign, even though it lasted 28 days. He does not. He needs a world title opportunity. No, he not an opportunity. He needs the world title.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Maria says, yeet. No, yeet, Maria. Don't be coming over here with that. Shout out to Jamie O'Neill. Says, Jey is great. So we got a lot of people rooting for Jey. Tommy, who you got?
You know the phrase already. Four letters. One word.
Here we go with this bullshit.
It's very clear. It's going to be Jey. And this is just what happened here. Gunther fucked around, and now he's going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked around with the family, and now he's going to get smashed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, pause, resume, but still. Gunther is going to get wrecked in that ring. Again, pause, resume, but still. The point here still stands. Gunther is screwed. He screwed up as soon as he put blood on his body, that blood being Jimmy's. He's done for. It's going to be main event Jey Uso getting that world heavyweight title. Yeet!
More Collect says, put the IC title on Dom. He's been doing the damn thing. We'll talk about that match too here in a little bit. Maria again says, can't wait to hear about you yeeting at WrestleMania. Ha! What do I look like, some buffoon? BT Knight, Gunther versus Jey Uso. Who do you got?
The obvious answer is going to be Jey Uso. I have been screaming from the top of my lungs for this since day one. But Jey Uso, when we released the clips on Instagram and we managed to share this and we get him to see this, like, by any fucking chance we get to tag him in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to see this and I need you to listen. you're this close. You're mm-hmm. this close, mate. Everything has been riding up to this one moment. You lost to Gunther 3 times. Please, for the love of God, do not make it 4. This is for your brother. This is for your family. This is for Roman. And this is for every single fan, including me and Toxic, Mr. Blood, Tommy, and in some parts, Snug as well.
Some parts, yeah.
As part of the Snug community, we want you to create a yeet session at WrestleMania. 4 letters, 1 word.
It's going to be 4 wins, 4 Gunther. No, I'm kidding. Mr. Blood, let's hear from you.
I think I was the first person, guys, that literally said Jay had to win, otherwise they ruin him. That's because you spent all this the last year and a half now with him on a singles run by himself, and he moved over to Raw, and I can't believe it's been that long, but, you know, pushing him as this guy that has to be the big one. Remember when he first got onto the main roster or onto Raw in a singles push, they were putting him in every world title match, contendership matches, and all the main events, like for months and months. They were really, really behind him. And they took too long to pull the trigger. And in my opinion, this is a, if you don't do it now, then never. No one's going to want to see him fight again uphill to next WrestleMania to do this again. It has to be Saturday. It has to be. And no offense to Gunther, but I agree with Toxic. His run has sucked since he beat Randy. That even after they pulled Ludwig off of him, which I thought was a horrible idea because Ludwig adds charisma to his entire overall package, you know, I was like, dude, you really lost a lot of charisma when they took Ludwig away, and now you're just less interesting. Great wrestler, but I'm ready for the torch to get passed, and I'm ready to see Gunther on a chase again, but I'm ready to see Jay on top. So I got Jay on this one, and for the final father fucking time, 1 word, 4 letters.
Oh, boy. You guys, man, how can we sit here and with a straight face and say Gunther's title run hasn't been great? I mean, Gunther is part of the reason why people like Sami Zayn are over as fuck. People like Jey Uso are over as fuck. And I think for that same reason, I think Gunther has to go over at WrestleMania. Gunther is... If you guys think Gunther's title run has been bad, let me tell you, Jey Uso, if he wins, I don't think his title run is going to be even half as good as Gunther's. So for that reason, I'm going to have to go Gunther all the way. I'm going to be the only guy here. I'm going to have to go with Gunther, and I'm going to sit here in front of everyone. And when we come back and we do the WrestleMania review, and I'm going to be like... I told y'all. So we got 4 with Jay and 1 with Gunther.
And when he does, you must yeet.
No.
Real quick, guys, I do want to remind everybody we are on TikTok Live, so mind certain language, mind certain gestures. But if I may, Snug.
Yeah.
We're not saying that Gunther's title run has been bad.
You guys just said that.
No, we're saying we said since Randy, which was in the fall. It's been downhill.
No. You can't take it back now.
His stuff with Damian was great. But let me ask you this. Out of all the title defenses he's had since he won, can you name all of them?
Yeah.
Who?
All of them.
What was memorable?
All of them. Everything.
The thing is, Gunther had a great first half, but Jay has better stories to tell. That's the reason we want him to win. Not only does he deserve it, it's another Kofi Mania in a sense, but he literally has better stories to tell. Him versus, and by the way, Sammy and Jay and all these guys are not over because of Gunther. Sammy and Jay were over it because of the bloodline before they even got to Gunther.
It's all Gunther, man.
But Gunther's right. Fantastic. I won't take it away from him, but it's Jay's moment, and I think you know that.
Nah. I refuse to accept that. It's this is Gunther's time to shine right here. Gunther, let's go, baby. WrestleMania 41, Las Vegas. Do it for Snug. All right, moving on real quick. We're going to go to the United States Championship match, LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu. Go ahead, Tommy. Get us started with this one.
There is no possible way, as much as I love LA Knight, he's not retaining. He's just not. I would love for LA Knight to retain. But the issue is, when was the last time he went up against someone as dominant? Regular one-on-one. Hopefully, good old Solo does not get involved in this. But still, when was the last time that he went up against someone as dominant as Jacob Fatu?
When he faced Roman 2 years ago almost.
Exactly. 2 years ago. Two. Since then, he hasn't had someone as dominant as Jacob Fatu. As much as I would love for LA Knight to retain, I guarantee you the title will be going to Jacob Fatu.
I know you're not going to sit here and stand for this, BT Knight.
Oh, God.
Get him, BT. Cook him.
As much as I would love to cook Tommy right now into Kentucky Fried Chicken, I got to agree with him. And the sad part is he's right, because Triple H fucked up the U.S. title booking when he decided to give it to Shinsuke after repackaging him just after his comeback and did nothing with him. So you put the title back on LA Knight after you hear that Shinsuke brother passed away. For what? Just to put Jacob Fatu over. So you're basically making him a transitional champion. It's very disappointing. And I wish there was a different way to do it, because I wanted Jacob Fatu or Jimmy Uso to beat LA Knight at WrestleMania. I wanted that. Because LA Knight deserves a world title shot in 2026. I called it. From day one, I called that he would be world champion in 2026. But we got to live with the consequences now. And this is what you've made LA Knight. This is what LA Knight is going to become if Jacob Fatu wins. And unfortunately, that's the reality of the situation. So,
do you have a winner?
Jacob Fatu, he's winning it.
All right. Shout out to Hashim. Thank you for the follow. Mr. Blood, who do you got for this?
Again, on this one, I was the first one to say it, that if they don't put Jacob Fatu over at Mania, I have a fear that the crowd turns on the match or turns on the finish. If I feel like there will be the cheers for LA Knight, but I feel like the overall consensus will be to boo the hell out of him. And then the internet wrestling community is just going to try to tear him apart and say, Jacob's a better wrestler. He's got better abilities, more charismatic. He's this, he's that, he's more over yada. And they're just going to start trying to rip into LA Knight's character completely unfairly and completely unjustly. Because LA Knight has gotten so much better since he's been on the main roster, the longer he's been there. He is a charisma freaking machine. And he's got a great look. And he's fun. He's such a fun guy. We love LA Knight. But this is, unfortunately, the road we've led to when they did hot potato that title between him and Shinsuke. And now we're stuck on the fucking road where it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. You keep it on LA, that means great. Jacob doesn't get the rub of the biggest show, and he's a rising star. And the fans possibly turn on LA. Or we also get the other short in the stick. You put it on Jacob Fatu, and maybe it's too early. And maybe it's not a good run because they don't have any actual ideas for who he can defend it against past Solo Sikoa. And then LA Knight's kind of just sat there on the back burner with nothing else to do in the mid-card scene. Maybe he's in catering unfairly and unjustly. So my pick prediction is Fatu's going to win with or without Solo's help. I think that's easy. I do, however, think it's going to be a very hard-fought win because I do not think they're going to let LA Knight just go out like a chump. I think he's going to fight his ass off in this match, and I'm really excited to see both these guys get their moments to shine. I think we're going to get some really fucking cool moments in this match that those guys are going to set up in spots. But yeah, Jacob Fatu.
Go ahead, Toxic.
I got Jacob Fatu. No disrespect against LA Knight in any way. He's an amazing. Everything that Blood said is true about Knight. He's amazing. He's probably in my top 10 of favorite wrestlers. I just don't see him retaining after hot potatoing the title to Shinsuke and then back to Knight. It's that fucked it up. If they didn't hot potato it, I would have been like, sure, yeah, LA Knight's probably going to do it, but it's got to be Fatu.
I think for once we're all going to be on the same page here. I'm going to have to say Jacob Fatu also. Just the way that Jacob Fatu has been built the last few months, hell, the way that Jacob Fatu has been built since he got to the WWE, I'm actually surprised he hasn't become United States champion already. I was kind of excited when they won the tag team titles, but then it was just taken off Jacob Fatu by Solo Sikoa and given to one of the other Bloodline members. But man,
Tongaloa.
Thank you. But Jacob Fatu, man, he just looks really good in some gold, man. So I'm going to go Jacob Fatu. All right, moving on to the next match. We have for the WWE Women's Championship, Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair. BT Knight, you got first on this one. Who do you think is going to win this one?
I don't give a fuck who wins. I don't have a prediction. I don't have a choice who wins. I just haven't given a fuck about this because it's too fucking... It's just a bland blonde girl battle fucking Beverly Hills type of fucking match that I am just not interested in. So I don't give a fuck. That's just me.
Turn that smile upside down, man. We don't let the LA Knight thing get you down. Pump back up.
No, I'm dead serious. I haven't given a fuck about this feud since day one.
If you could pick a winner, then if you could choose a winner, setting aside not caring, but thinking like with that big old awesome wrestling brain you have, who makes sense if you were booking it?
If I was booking it, I would go Tiffany, but I wouldn't be mad if they gave it to Charlotte one more time. I wouldn't. So, but for the sake of choosing, I'll just go Tiffany. Fuck it.
All right, Blood, you're up.
Though you guys know, just like I left my heart back in Memphis and my heart next to Charlotte Flair's closet. She is my absolute favorite. Love Charlotte. Love Charlotte. But I know unless Triple H is trying to really, really get the fans to turn on the entire night, which you don't want, because if they put Charlotte over on Tiffany, that crowd is going to hijack the whole fucking show, bro. They'll hijack it all the way up until the triple threat main event. They'll ruin every single match that precedes that match. So, I mean, the only way that they could even conceivably have Charlotte go over is if they put Charlotte v. Tiffany right before the main event. Like, just so there's no absolute possible way the crowd would turn on, you know, Roman Rollins and Punk, because the crowd's not is really there for that night one. That's what they're excited for. So that's the only way you could conceivably, intelligently risk putting Charlotte over on Tiffany. But this is without being a pun, because in the last recent weeks of this feud, I've stopped liking her. But it is Tiffy's time. And I think Charlotte, 2 years in a row, is going to do the right thing, and she's going to put the younger star over. It's just the right thing for her to do. And I think she knows that aside from their personal barbs, Charlotte is still probably, aside from that, the most professional.
10 seconds.
In that locker room. But I think she's going to do the right thing, and Tiffany's going over whether we like it or not.
Awesome. All right, let's go with you, Toxic, and then Tommy.
Triple H, if you know what you're doing and you don't want to piss off hundreds of thousands of fans, you're making you're making Tiffany win.
Charlie's Angels.
Charlotte Flair does not need this win. I think it's Tiffany.
This is your time to shine, Tommy.
So, God damn it, Flynn, put the damn dictionary down. So, here's my thoughts on this. There are three things that are guaranteed in this world. You live, you unalive, and Charlotte Flair comes back and gets titles.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, mm-hmm. that ain't going to be the case. I'm with the rest of them. I'm going Tiffany Stratton to win this and retain. I kind of have to here, because what they say is true. If Triple H knows what he's doing, and he does, he will put Tiffany Stratton over. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
But she will get that title at some point. Charlotte will. It's just not going to be right now.
Oof. I don't know if you can beat Charlotte Flair clean already so soon coming back after being gone for so long at WrestleMania. I mean, if she already lost to Rhea Ripley last time at WrestleMania, that's when Rhea Ripley won the title from Charlotte Flair. I don't think Charlotte Flair can go back-to-back losing. No, that was WrestleMania 39, right? Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte. Was Charlotte...
Rhea went up against Becky last year.
Who?
Rhea went up against Becky Lynch last year.
And who was Charlotte on the card?
At WrestleMania 39.
Was Charlotte on the card at WrestleMania 40? I don't remember.
She was injured.
Okay. I don't think you can beat Charlotte Flair two WrestleManias back to back. If Tiffany Stratton wins, if Tiffany Stratton keeps the belt, it's got to be a DQ somehow. It's going to be some fuck finish to protect Charlotte Flair. And also keeps the belt on Tiffany Stratton. And at least Tiffany Stratton can say, hey, I didn't lose to you at WrestleMania. And we can probably still see them have a couple more matches. Because after the fucking car wrecks of the segments that we've been getting from them, I kind of want to see some more of that too. That shit was pretty fun. So I'm going to go Tiffany Stratton, but it's not going to be a clean finish. Charlotte Flair is not going to get pinned at WrestleMania. Let's read a couple of comments here by Big Back. That's a funny name. I'll gift you answer the question. Answer what question? I didn't see your question. Let's see. Liv Morgan or Rhea Ripley? Sure. We'll give Big Back his their answer. Who wants to answer this one? Liv Morgan or Rhea Ripley? Go ahead, BT. BT, be careful, all right? Be careful.
I'll be nice. I'll be nice.
All right.
Be nice. Rhea, without a shadow of a doubt.
There you go. I think we could all agree with that, right, fellas?
Yep.
There you go, Big Back. Thank you. You don't have to gift this, but thank you for being on here. Thank you for your comment. All right, speaking of matches that don't really matter, that I don't really care about, for the World Tag Team titles, the War Raiders versus the New Day. Now, I'm going to go first here on this one because I had huge hopes for the New Day when they first turned heel. I was excited for them because I was sick and tired of the dancing, gyrating unicorns and the trombones and the pancakes and all that funny stuff, but they haven't really had a really good heel run either, so they kind of just seems like they just got thrown into this match randomly. But I am still a bigger fan of the New Day compared to the War Raiders. So I'm going to go with the New Day to become the new tag team champions. Let's go with you, Blood.
Yeah, I'm in 100% agreement with you that, because if you guys remember months ago, I went off like a fucking firework about how they had turned heel, and then it took them 6 weeks until they had their first match as heels. I was fucking flabbergasted. And so, but I have always been a fan of the Viking Raiders, now the War Raiders. Always loved them. Especially when Eric went out on injury, Ivar was having some of the coolest matches. And the one that never seems to leave my mind is him versus Kofi Kingston on that Monday Night Raw. It was insane. But people forget, these two teams had a feud back in 2022. And it was insanely good. They had that Viking Rules match. That was crazy. So for me, I know these guys are going to go out there and give us one hell of a performance. It's going to be a great athletically worked match. It's going to get this is awesome chance. I already know that because we've seen them do it a couple times. However, I'm with you where I don't care who wins it. I do, however, do have a prediction for the fact that I think Big E gets involved at Mania. I think that's why we haven't seen him come back since the breakup. So I think he's coming back at the end of this match to stop Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston from winning. They're going to try to cheat or something, or something's going to happen, or they're going to try to, you know, beat him up with something, and all of a sudden you're going to hear Big E's music, or he's going to pop out of nowhere, and he's going to yank one of them out of the ring or beat them up or stop them. But I think we get the return of Big E. However, the big shock twist, I think that we're going to think Big E is against them to stop them from what they're doing. I think Big E's going to turn heel with him.
I'd be down for that. That sounds cool to me. Toxic.
At first, when they were the Viking Raiders, I did not like them whatsoever. I thought these two, they're just big, meaty men that are heels and that don't like literally anyone. Love them as the War Raiders. They are amazing as the War Raiders. I really didn't like the Viking gimmick. So I have them winning this match and retaining because they have been on fire. Their first match against the New Day for the tag team championship, Ivar crushed Kofi Kingston in the barricade. Crushed. But I'm leaving out a key detail here. I don't think they win clean. I think we get Big E return and he announces that he's medically clear, like Blood said. Or if you remember, there is a third member of the Viking Raiders. We see a Valhalla return, which I would be down for that. She's out, I think, on pregnancy. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm excited for this match. Unlike Snug, I'm pretty sure he said he's unexcited.
Shout out to Daniel Snyder on the comments. This comment is for you, Mr. Blood. They don't see them pulling the trigger on a Big E heel turn the night he returns.
The reason I think it would be great, old school, by the way, the reason I see them doing it is because if I'm gonna, you know, let's just say I want to really, really make a WrestleMania moment, but I don't want it to be too mushy and bushy. I want to really give you something to talk about, along with the other things, because you know that they probably know. No one really cares about this tag match. But the finish of Big E coming back and announcing to the crowd that he's medically cleared, not only would it give them this huge, insane WrestleMania moment, which you know they're all about, and pop them, they'd be talking about it even more if he turned heel and stabbed the War Raiders in the back out of nowhere. And then the crowds really got something to talk about. And then, you know what? That's now an angle you're interested in with the New Day, because they know that they fumbled their heel turn, and now they're going to be getting talked about again, and now you got a new angle to start pushing for on the Raw after Mania, just as the draft comes around. I think it's the perfect time to do it on the biggest stage of them all. We make your heart, and then we break it all over again.
All right, Tommy, go ahead.
I am going to agree with you guys. I'm going New Day here. But, Blood, I love you, but I think you're insane. I do agree that Big E should come back, but a heel turn? No! Like, absolutely not! After everything that those two flat out said to him, no! 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 But I do think Big E is coming back. That would be fucking fantastic if he did. But I don't think he's turning heel. If anything, I definitely think he's going to talk to them a little bit and try to hash out what they said to him during that breakup. But I don't think he's joining them. Not at Mania. I feel like eventually he will, but not at Mania.
So who do you got?
I'm going New Day.
All right, BT, you're up.
I'm going to go with War Raiders, and I want Big E to stay a face and help the War Raiders win.
Very good. So we got four picks for the New Day and one for the War Raiders.
Two for War Raiders.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll see what happens with that one. The next match, you guys, is a match that I'm actually looking forward to, and I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for this because I'm talking about Naomi versus Jade Cargill. Why am I looking forward to this match? Unlike some of these other matches, like the one we just got talking about, and this match right here has been built up for months. It has a crazy storyline that doesn't completely insult my intelligence. It's pretty straightforward. Jade Cargill is like a special case where we don't get to see her wrestle a whole lot. It seems like she's kind of getting like that Roman treatment, which also to me it adds a little bit more excitement. I'm curious to see how she's going to do at WrestleMania on the biggest stage of them all. So I'm looking forward to this match. Blood, you go first. Get us started with this one. Who you got?
Again, I really wish they would have left Bianca in this because I feel like this is where it would have been a perfect place for us to get a Bianca heel turn in this match, in this story. I still think it's possible that before Bianca goes on to, you know, handle her match, because I think the women's match, their match should be on night two, that she's already getting booed like crazy. And you know, I mean, I feel like she's already getting heel reactions. Have her help Naomi win by turning heel on Jade as well, so we can start building Jade versus Bianca. But have her turn heel on night one, so she goes into night two heel. But I think that the only thing I'm worried about this match is Jade has shown us that she's still very green and she can't even get through tag matches without botching or without Bianca carrying most of the match. So I'm curious to see how this is going to go if Naomi is capable of carrying her through a match the same way Bianca would be. That being said, I do think that Jade needs vindication. So Jade needs to win. But if Jade loses, I think she only loses because Bianca turns heel and helps Naomi on night one.
Absolutely. Tommy, you're next.
I am also going Jade here. It's the obvious choice, but at the same time, I do not think that Naomi is going to end up beating Jade, especially with how pissed Jade is right now. Like, she is livid. I do not think Naomi is actually going through this. The only way she does, yes, it might be Botch City, not as much as Sin Cara, but still, the only way Naomi wins is with Bianca. That's if Bianca decides, hey, I'm a turn heel now. But I do not think without Bianca that Naomi is beating Jade.
Shout out to Rodimus Red. Thank you for the like. And don't forget to double tap the screen and share the live. Thank you guys so much, everyone that's here hanging out with us. We're going over WrestleMania predictions. We're on night one right now. And BT Knight is going to tell us who he thinks is going to win out of Jade Cargill versus Naomi.
I actually don't know. I don't know who should win this.
Jade.
I gotta go Naomi.
Damn it.
She has been doing very well as the heel recently. And as much as Jade needs vindication as possibly the next big women's wrestler, Naomi needs vindication as well for being a serious heel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of both ways, in my opinion. So I'm going to go Naomi.
Not a bad prediction. I think you might actually be right there, Mr. BT Knight. Toxic, did we go with you? No, we haven't. Go ahead, Toxic.
I have Jade 100%. She, even though Bianca carried her in a lot of the matches that that they had when they were tag team champions, and just in general. Excuse me. I'm really excited for this, but does anyone else hate this heel thing that Naomi's like the gimmick? Like, proceed with caution. Does anyone else hate that?
I do, but that's just because I don't like Naomi, period.
I just don't like Naomi heel. I've always liked her face. Which, yes, it does make sense that for her to be the one that attacked Jade. But I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Just don't.
No, I'm with you. And for that same reason, I'm going to go with Jade Cargill. But I am looking forward to this match because these women, I'm going to repeat myself, I'm going to sound like a broken record. They have a story. They have a build. They have a reason. They got personal. There's personal issues here. And also, they're making, in my eyes, I feel like they're making history because this is the first singles women's match, non-title match on the main show at WrestleMania since 2006, WrestleMania 19. Shout out to the homie Soto 6 from 619 for putting me up on that fun fact. And also, they're two African-American women. And I bring this up because there's a lot of talk about the WWE Hall of Fame, how Triple H is not nominating any black people or any Mexican people. It's just all white people in the Hall of Fame. But no one talks about this match between Jade Cargill and Naomi at WrestleMania. It's kind of a big deal, just saying. But I'm going to go with Jade Cargill. The final match that we're going to talk about when it comes to night one of WrestleMania is the greatest match on this whole entire card. The match that I'm looking forward to the most out of all the matches in night one. Can you guys guess which match this is?
If you say Rey and Americano, I swear to God.
Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano should be in the main event of both nights of WrestleMania.
I hope you get stuck in traffic on the way to the stadium Saturday afternoon.
This match is going to be a banger. This is going to be the ultimate luchador spectacle. We got two of the greatest luchadors of all time. Well, actually, we got one legendary wrestler, one great luchador, and Rey Mysterio in the ring in this match. Toxic, you're up first.
Stadium seats are sticky.
Toxic, who do you think is going to win, the greatest luchador of all time or Rey Mysterio?
Snug, you're lucky we're on TikTok, so I can't say this.
Go ahead, say
it. No. You're lucky we're on TikTok.
All right.
I'm not going to say it.
All right.
But I have Rey Mysterio winning this. And that is not That is not El Grande Americano. That is Chad Gable.
There's no proof.
So why does he wear a mask that literally says American Made?
Because he's part of the American Made.
Was that announced?
I mean, it says it on the mask. It was announced on the mask.
Okay, and also, if you noticed on this past Raw, Chad Gable had a little red mark on his knuckles.
Yeah, we've been over this. That was Photoshop.
Okay. What about Let me finish. Hold on. When El Grande, I'm not even gonna call him that. I'm gonna call him Chad Gable, like he's formerly known as.
Chad Gable's not on this card. Hurry up, you got a minute left.
I have Rey Mysterio. Chad Gable sucks.
All right. BT, who you got? The greatest luchador of all time or Rey Mysterio?
The greatest luchador of all time versus Ultimo MAGA himself. I'm going with Rey Mysterio because I want to see Ultimo MAGA be unmasked in front of that crowd for the fraud that he is. He is going to get the beating of a lifetime. He's going to get beat more worse than he did to Dominic Mysterio at WrestleMania 41. I mean, 39. I'm calling it now. He's going to beat Ultimo MAGA way worse than he did to his own son. And I hope he fucking does. Rey Mysterio all the way. 6-1-9.
All right, Tommy. And then Mr. Blood.
The word of the day. Booyaka. That is who is going to win this today. It will be Booyaka, Booyaka. The greatest luchador of all time. Rey Mysterio. It is going to be Rey. And I promise you, Snug, you may say, El Grande Americano is going to win. He's the greatest luchador of all time. No. No. Shut your mouth. No. Plain and simple, the answer is Rey Mysterio. Plain and simple. The tat on his back flat out proves right there that it's Chad Gable. Same tat, exact same placement, everything. And I promise you, at the end of this match, doesn't matter if American Made decides to come out, LWO is going to come out as well to stop them from stopping Rey unmasking this man for the fraud that he is over here putting a metal piece into his mask. Like, no, screw that. El Grande Americano is losing to the greatest luchador of all time, Rey Mysterio.
I mean, we live in 2025, you guys. It could have easily been AI or Photoshop or something like that, but it's cool. Go ahead, Mr. Blood.
5150, speaking Spanglish. Aso helado, fue pesado, mio papiro, peado, pecado.
I was like, what the hell is that?
Rey Mysterio is the greatest luchador still living today, and you can kiss the fattest part of Tommy, Toxic, and BT's conjoined ass. Look, that being said, Chad Gable's winning. Yeah, I got Chad Gable, and I'll tell you why. There's no way that they have him do this whole character switch, this entire new persona, and then have him get screwed out of his shot against Gunther last year in favor of Sammy, and they still have him eat the loss at Mania again this year. He's been taking loss after loss after loss forever. They've got to give him something. He just signed a new contract. You got to give him something. I think he wins by dirty tactics. And I think, however, he gets unmasked after the match. I think he gets attacked, beat down, whatever, he tries to keep taking liberties on Rey. I think it breaks down after the match, and they get the mask off, and then it's revealed that it's Chad Gable. And then maybe, just maybe, they throw out the match. The match doesn't count as a win in Chad's column because he didn't come to the ring himself and he cheated. So, and he pretended to be somebody else, therefore, maybe it's null and void. That being said, I feel like everything, this whole WrestleMania is all feel good when you really think about it, right? There's got to be some heartbreak somewhere. I just watched Triple H's whole 2 hour, 39 minute interview that he just did this week. And he said, sometimes he's like, he was asked, are you worried if you don't send the fans home happy? He goes, he's like, sometimes got to break your heart. That's storytelling. Got to break your heart so we can put it back together. And I think that Chad Gable, Americano, whatever, I think he actually deserves the win because Chad has been a team player for a very, very long time. They had him on a losing streak when he was with Alpha Academy. He was on a losing streak when he was against Gunther. He was on a losing streak against Sami Zayn. He's been on a losing streak with American Made. You got to give him a win somewhere because the guy is truly credible, a real legitimate, credible Olympic wrestler. So I got to go with Americano / Chad Gable. But I think he's unmasked afterwards. That's my prediction.
I don't know why you guys keep talking about Chad Gable when it's clearly El Grande Americano, the greatest luchador of all time. And look, you guys, I've told you guys this before. I'm going to have to go with El Grande Americano here because since I was a kid, I've been a huge fan of this guy. When I was growing up, you know, in Mexico, we would go over there and watch his matches as a kid. And it's just so cool that he's in WWE finally. I get to see him.
You grew up in a mental institution?
No, I grew up in Sacramento. It's kind of the same thing.
A mental institution.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
Who in the world wants to fly over there and Danozo his ass so damn
but
hard?
I'm not done, though, because
stand up against the table.
You guys want to see El Grande Americano get disgraced out of his very, very, respected luchador mask. This is a tradition. You guys are wishing the worst on him.
Just saying, that's the whitest Mexican I've ever seen.
He speaks Spanish. Gracias.
I've ever seen that's never seen the sun.
Gracias.
He speaks the basics. Hey, that's it.
We got white people in Mexico too. All right, it's not just here. All right,
they came from here.
Anyway, El Grande Americano is going to win, and he is going to rip the mask out of that fraud Rey Mysterio, and for being the worst father of all time. Rey Mysterio is going to get what's coming to him. And then, Grande Americano is going to win. That's who I got. And with that, you guys, that was night one of a WrestleMania Saturday night. Snug predictions. Let's see how many of those we get right. Talk amongst yourselves, fellas, because I have to go pee. And then we'll come back with night two of WrestleMania predictions. All right, I'll be back.
Okay, so Tommy, I'm going to kick him.